Welcome back. You know, the writer Douglas Adams, he wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books. Well, in one of those books, the hero, Arthur Dent, is stranded on a planet populated by primitive people. And he thinks to himself, I could show them the wristwatch, the internal combustion engine, the toaster. I'll be crowned their emperor. The trouble is that without other human beings around, Arthur Dent has no idea how to make any of those things. All he can make is a sandwich, after which he is elevated to the high office of sandwich maker. British designer Thomas Thwaites read that book as a young teen and wondered, what would I do if I crashed on a strange planet? The question stuck with him, along with the growing observation that we are disconnected from even basic technologies that help us lead our lives. Thomas settled on a quest to build a toaster from scratch. He documents the 9-month project in a new book called The Toaster Project and joins us now from the BBC in London. Thomas, good to have you on.
Hi, Virginia. Hi.
I never really thought I'd ask anyone this question, but what is a toaster made of?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good question to ask. I mean, I sort of thought, okay, I'll, you know, at the beginning of this project, I thought I set myself, okay, I'm going to try and make a toaster. I went and bought a cheap electric toaster and took it apart because I thought, you know, I'll reverse engineer it. And like when I really took it apart and took it apart, even down to kind of taking apart the components on the circuit board, you know, and laid it all out, there were kind of, you know, 400 or so individual bits which, you know, had all kind of come together into this object which, you know, makes it sort of marginally more convenient to toast a slice of bread in the morning. So, you know, so I was kind of, you know, pretty astounded.
It is astounding. You know, in fact, because it's sort of a picture book and, you know, there it's got all your emails and backs and forths, you begin with deconstruction and I'm looking at it all laid out, all of these teeny little pieces and the bigger, more recognizable toaster pieces on one page.
Yeah, and you know, and that was kind of the question, really. You know, like all of this stuff, all of those components, and all of the you know, the kind of technological objects I can see in this studio, they're all basically made from metals and plastics, and those, you know, those materials have all just been dug out of the ground somewhere in the world, and then kind of they've gone through this, you know, magical transformation into, you know, into the kind of objects that we recognize. But you know, that was, I guess I was trying to kind of somehow bridge that gap for my own sort of personal curiosity in a way, because it just seemed astounding that, you know, all of these like highly complex things, they're basically just rock and sludge put together in extremely clever ways. Well, so I thought a toaster, you know, that can't be too hard kind of thing.
Well, and you found that it was. I mean, when you say that you made the toaster from scratch, that includes copper, nickel, steel, making your own mold for the plastic casing, for even the electric plugs, even learning how to smelt iron from ore. Where'd you learn to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned like emails and stuff. Obviously, I sent, you know, I pestered quite a lot of people who are, you know, who I thought might know.
There's plenty of pestering in here.
Yeah,
But I suppose it was very smart to ask for help.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, I guess that's one of the, you know, one of the many benefits that, you know, the web brought to this project. You know, just kind of finding the email of like, you know, the chair of, you know, advanced mineral extraction at, you know, Rio Tinto, and just kind of sending an email saying, oh, I'm trying to make a toaster, I need to make some steel, how do I do it? And you know, and so then I went to this iron mine and dragged back like a suitcase of iron ore, and then, yeah, I went to the library at a university and looked through the kind of textbooks on metallurgy, but they were all kind of fairly useless for my purposes because, you know, they were written for undergrads who were probably one day going to go and work for like Tata Steel or something, and you know, so I had to kind of go further back in history for my information to kind of get to the same sort of, you know, a similar scale you know, of kind of technology and sort of so I ended up looking at a 16th century book to find out how to smelt my iron into kind of metal, but it, you know, But it didn't work. I spent ages building this furnace and kind of shoveling in my iron ore and coke and stuff like that. And for various reasons, basically, which can maybe be summed up as a bit of arrogance on the part of my 21st century kind of self. It didn't work, which was tragic. I think in the tradition of people wanting to save themselves a bit of manual labour, I looked around for kind of other source of information and ended up smelting my iron ore in my mum's microwave, which was just so much more convenient, you know. There were lots of kind of compromises on the way.
Well, in a lot of negotiations, I'm speaking with Thomas Thwaites. He's a British designer who took on pretty much the ultimate DIY project. He built a toaster from scratch, and his new book about it is called The Toaster Project. What I'm referring to, Thomas, is a hilarious bit in the book. There's actually a transcript of you calling up British Petroleum to get access to some crude oil for the toaster casing. Tell us a little bit about that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, the defining feature of cheap consumer electrical goods is, you know, the smooth plastic case to cover that kind of mess of components inside. So I thought, I've got to have a plastic case. And plastic, you know, comes from oil. So I wanted to go to the source and get it myself. And I also, to be honest, really wanted to go in a helicopter. So I thought, okay,
to an oil rig.
Yeah. They must have helicopters going out there all the time. So I, give BP a call, and, I spent kind of half an hour or at least half an hour kind of on the phone to this guy in their PR office trying to convince them that it'd be fantastic for BP to fly me to an oil rig and let me have a jug of oil. This was before the Deepwater Horizon disaster. So the PR office are obviously, probably have a bit more to do these days, but even then they were kind of not willing to entertain the idea of letting me go and collect a jug of oil from one of their oil rigs. But I mean, that was a lot of, it was a lot of fun came out of that, trying to kind of bridge the kind of the gulf of scales, basically, between these kind of domestic kind of objects, which very much domestic scales sort of things, and the kind of and the vast industry and processes that actually produce them. And and it was kind of trying to bring those sort of scales together, which was kind of interesting.
Well, the toaster in the end cost you about $1,700 US, our conversion to make. I just checked Target's website and found one for $1,449, shiny, clean looking. I mean, the toaster on the cover of this book is, I'm sorry to say this, Thomas, but it's kind of a sorry sight.
Well, I mean, I think it has a very interesting aesthetic myself.
It looks like it's frosted, covered in frosting.
It would definitely stand out. It would definitely stand out on the shelves. But exactly.
Like, I guess maybe it's not about how it looks.
No. I mean, it's certainly not. And I think we should all think a bit more about what's, inside and what goes into these things rather than just kind of how shiny they are. That's not to say that I wanted to kind of dismiss the sort of the amazingness of, of this kind of, global system which kind of produces these things. But, in my choice of, toaster, my choice of object that I was trying to make myself, I kind of also wanted to sort of maybe think a bit about what is actually necessary in, using this amazing global system to like make this stuff, for a price that is kind of literally like a throwaway price. I mean, you can pay more for a drink in some bars in London kind of thing.
Well, Thomas, we have just 30 seconds left, so you need to tell me quickly, how's it toast?
It toasted for about 3 seconds and then the element melted itself. But, no one died, which was the main thing.
Thomas Thwaites, designer and author of the new book called The Toaster Project. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.
There's more on the book and the project, currently on exhibit at the Science Museum in London at wordofmouthradio.org. So in just a minute, we're going to take a hyperspace leap into the science fiction of Michael Crichton's second posthumous novel. And we're talking to the author who completed the book, not yet finished when he died. This is NHPR.